So I don't really have a lesson. It's just kind of some thoughts. God has been helping me grow closer to Him, and I want to share some of the ways with you. I find it helpful when people talk about how they study. A while back, Sister Sherry did it, and I found it really helpful. Honestly, I personally struggle with studying because I don't want to take the time to study, or I can never figure out what to study. But before you try and study, you always have to pray for God's direction as you read into His Word, and He'll show you something. One of the ways I've tried studying is bullet journaling. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of it. It's probably more of a girly thing to do. But I have some examples. So a bullet journal, you open it, and instead of lines, it just has little bullets, like little dots, just teeny little ones just covering the page. So this is one way that I studied. Like during the week, I would find something like faith, and then I'd write down some questions, a definition, study it out, find stories, and then I'd put it all together. This is not mine. I didn't want to bring mine to show you guys because I'm not very artsy, but I printed some off. So this is one where the person was going to read through all the Bible books. So each time they read through one, they just kind of colored it. This one's another one. This one's just black and white. There was no coloring. But it's just simple stuff that it helps you remember. Writing stuff down often helps me remember later on what I studied about.
Right.
Another way of studying I found is an acronym, SOAP. So it just helps me visually to see it. But this is the acronym. It's Scripture, Observation, Application, Prayer. So a while back I read 1 John 4. And sometimes, like, if you read a chapter, some of it doesn't make sense to you. So just pull one scripture that you like and hold on to that one. So for the first letter, S, you write down your verse or passage of verses that speak to you. And then O, what stood out to you most about this verse, and you write that down. And then A, how can you apply this verse to your life? So you write down how you can apply it to your life, how you can live in the light of the truth that's in that scripture. And then P, pray about it. Ask God to help you apply that to your life. This is something that you can do, honestly. Sometimes you wake up late, you don't have time to read in the morning, but if you just read your daily scripture and you go through this, you can apply it to your life that day. Sometimes I get stuck on what I should study and I feel like I'm in a rut. That's where prayer comes in. I have to ask God to help guide me to something, and when I really pray about it, He'll bring something to me. A lot of the time when I sit in church, I'll hear in a message or a song, whether it's a phrase or a word, and I'll just write it down somewhere in my notebook or random piece of paper, and I'll take it home with me, and that next week I'll try to study it out. For example, a while back, the men sang "Let the Lower Lights Be Burning." I didn't really know what that song meant, honestly, when I listened to it. So I wrote down what I thought the title was, and then I looked up the history behind the song, and the Lord helped me to understand what they were talking about. While we're talking about songs, you can also study those out. The history behind them, who wrote them, what they were going through, etc. They have a hymnal app, like Brother Orr talked about this morning, that you can download on your phone, and you'll always have the songs there. You can just pick one. If ever you don't know what to study, just pick one. Learn what the author was going through at that time. Some other things God has pressed on me to do that I think are very good is listening to godly music when I get ready. I used to watch shows the whole morning while I got ready, and sometimes I would fall behind getting ready, but God pressed on me one day just to turn on some music. Just turn on Christian music instead. And doing that helped me to turn my mind toward God in the morning after I read. Because sometimes when you turn on movies or videos, you just kind of lose sight of what your devotional was that morning. So this helps you to turn your mind toward God. And then I said, why not go to work or school with God and His music on your mind? Another thing is a thankful chart. I've always heard my parents say they should have written all the things God did for them down, and I thought that was a great idea, but I never put effort in to do it. Until back in April, God gave me the idea to make a Google Doc and start typing day to day what God does for me. I liked it. I enjoyed it. But then I told Sheldon about it, and he was like, let's do it together. But honestly, I wasn't really into the idea because I kind of wanted to do it by myself. But I think that was God working through him, because when we started it, I had recently been struggling, and I just kept forgetting to do it. It was nice, but I just forgot to do it. But he'd help me if he'd forget, I'd remind him. But also it's nice to see what God does for other people in their life. So if you do a thankful chart with someone else, I would recommend it. Or get a journal and start writing it down. It's just nice to look back 7 months ago. I looked a couple days ago at April, and it's just nice to see what God does for you.
Right.
Yeah. Another thing he showed me is I can listen to messages while I do stuff. They're provided online for us, so why not listen to them? Sometimes I listen to them while I do my laundry, and they're very helpful. God has shown me to not hesitate. Don't hesitate when you feel him tugging you to go read or pray. You wouldn't want him hesitating to answer your prayer. This morning, I was woken up at like 5 a.m. and I didn't know why. And I was just kind of laying there and I couldn't fall back to sleep. And then there was this little voice that was just like, just go type up your lesson. Because it was on my phone, it wasn't on my phone, just kidding. It was on a piece of paper. And I was like, I don't really want to. So I like turned over and I was starting to get sleepy. And I was like, that is just the devil. So I need to get up. So I went and I don't have a computer. I broke mine. So I went out to my dad's and he was actually in the garage. So I couldn't really go out there and type on his computer. So I was like, yes, now I can go back to sleep. But then I got back to my room and I was like, that little voice told me to get up and type it. So I typed it on my phone. It's always best not to hesitate. Like, talking to people is way out of my comfort zone, but whenever God tells me to go talk to someone, it's just best not to hesitate, because it'll get easier if you don't. I've started praying my knees most of the time at home, and I would really suggest that. Whenever you have time, get on your knees. It's very, very humbling. On car rides, when you're riding by yourself or even with your family, you can talk to God. I recommend it when you're going to work or school. Early in the morning, it's best to start out your day right and talk to him. Again, you can turn on some godly music, too. During camp meeting, the CD ministry is always open, and I like to go in there and get some CDs just to last me until the next camp meeting, and I would recommend that. Memorizing scriptures is something I don't really like. I can't memorize stuff very well. So something I found was I'll find a picture with a scripture on it, and I'll screenshot it and then set it as my lock screen. And every time I go to get on my phone, before I open it, I have to say the scripture and where it's found. That's very helpful. In my walk with God, I've had to battle struggling with getting closer to him. But something I've had to do is talk with God and ask him to help me every day to want to get closer to him. Give me more of the desire to get closer to him. Help me to make habits of reading and praying, and he's helping me along. I read something a while back that it takes 30 days to create a habit. And with that knowledge, I was like, I need to keep reading. So I started reading it, like, in the morning when I don't want to, or I'm rushing. I'm like, I have to stop and read. I have to get into the habit of doing it. If you have some spare time, why not go and read and pray, even if it's just for a few minutes? Reading and praying helps us get closer to God. And sometime back I heard, the closer you get to God, the more you will hear him. That's why we should strive to get close to God as we possibly can. Know God personally for yourself, and to do that takes effort and time. But Jesus gave his life so that we could live in heaven forever, so I think it's something little to give him our time and effort.